Have you ever watched someone command a room with their wit and wondered how they do it? For years, I was captivated by David Letterman's ability to transform even the dullest interview into comedy gold. His conversational prowess wasn't magic, it was a finely honed skill. Studies show that conversational ability ranks higher than physical attractiveness in what people find appealing in potential partners. This skill isn't just for entertainment, it's a cornerstone of human connection that opens doors in every aspect of life. The good news? You absolutely can learn to navigate any social situation with the same effortless charm. We've all experienced those awkward silences. Three frameworks, HPM, SBR, and EDR, can serve as your conversational safety nets. HPM focuses on your thoughts about a topic. History explores past experiences. That reminds me of skiing in Colorado. Philosophy shares opinions. I think winter sports are underrated. Metaphor creates comparisons. Skiing feels like flying, but with more bruises. SBR engages with what's directly in front of you. Specific asks targeted questions. Which slopes did you tackle? Broad creates context. Where was this resort located? Related explores tangential topics. I love that post-skiing hot chocolate feeling. EDR focuses on the other person. Emotion acknowledges feelings. You seem excited about that trip. Detail asks specifics using journalistic questions. Restatement repeats what they said, showing you're listening. These frameworks initially require conscious effort, but eventually become second nature, creating rich, engaging conversations that flow effortlessly. What's your favorite movie of all time? Questions like this create conversational pressure. When asking someone to name their absolute favorite, you force them to commit to something they may not have strong feelings about. Their brain scrambles to evaluate all options, worried about making the wrong choice. The solution? Put boundaries around your questions. Instead of, "What's your favorite movie?" try, "What movies have you enjoyed recently?" or "What films have stuck with you over the years?" This approach works beyond favorites. Rather than asking, "What do you do for work?" try, "What keeps you busy these days?" This gives people freedom to discuss their career or pivot to hobbies. Remember, conversation isn't about extracting precise information, it's about creating connection. By removing the pressure of absolutes, you create space for authentic dialogue where people feel comfortable expressing themselves. Have you ever talked to someone who just stared blankly while you shared something exciting? It feels like speaking to a wall. Reactions are the background music of conversation. Without them, dialogue feels empty. They signal emotional engagement, not just physical presence. Effective reactions require matching both emotion and timing. Ask yourself, what is the primary emotion being shared here? Responding with equal enthusiasm to someone's promotion creates connection. Similarly, matching their frustration during difficulties shows understanding. Most people react too quickly, suggesting they weren't truly listening. Try the 2-second rule. Wait 2 seconds after someone finishes speaking before responding. This pause demonstrates you're processing their words. Thoughtful reactions can be simple. Phrases like, "That's amazing," or "That must have been frustrating," paired with appropriate facial expressions work well. Even nonverbal cues like nodding or raising eyebrows show active engagement. By responding with genuine interest through appropriate emotional responses and timing, you make others feel heard and understood, encouraging them to share more. "I'm really into astronomy." "Oh, I don't know anything about that." And just like that, a promising conversation dies. But what if you could navigate around such obstacles with ease? Free association means quickly generating related ideas from a concept. When someone mentions an unfamiliar topic, focus on what it makes you think of. If someone loves astronomy and you're clueless about celestial bodies, don't panic. Free associate. Stars, night sky, camping, telescopes, NASA, space movies. Astronomy? I don't know much about it, but I love camping and seeing the night sky away from city lights. Have you ever gone stargazing in a remote area? This works because conversation doesn't need to follow a linear path. It can meander organically through connected concepts. Practice by listing associations for random words, then creating new associations from your final word. Free association helps bring conversations back to familiar territory when you're lost in unfamiliar topics, enabling you to contribute meaningfully despite limited knowledge and navigate any conversational terrain confidently. In theater, the fourth wall is the invisible barrier between actors and audience. When an actor addresses viewers directly, they're breaking the fourth wall, a technique that can transform ordinary conversations into memorable ones. Breaking the fourth wall in conversation means stepping outside the dialogue to comment on the conversation itself. When coincidences emerge, you might say, "Isn't it strange how we keep circling back to Italy? Maybe the universe is telling us something." This demonstrates deeper attention. Keep observations positive rather than judgmental. "Wow, we've really gone down a rabbit hole with this topic, haven't we?" feels like a compliment to the engaging conversation you're creating together. This technique works well when pointing out what both people are thinking but not saying, like acknowledging an unintentional pun, unusual coincidence, or highlighting a pattern that reveals something interesting about both of you. Breaking the fourth wall makes you appear thoughtful because you're observing the conversation, not just participating in it. It creates a sense of shared experience, as if you're together noticing something special about your interaction. Used sparingly, it can make ordinary conversations feel extraordinary by creating an instant feeling of camaraderie. So, what did you do this weekend? This simple question shouldn't cause panic, yet how often have you responded with a bland, "Not much," because you weren't prepared to share your experiences engagingly? Just as you wouldn't walk into a job interview unprepared, don't enter social situations without a conversation resume, a mental collection of interesting talking points prepared in advance. This conversational ammunition prevents awkward silences and gives you control over how others perceive you. Your conversation resume should include 1. 5 unique experiences that set you apart. 2. 5 most interesting accomplishments. 3. Interesting things from your recent week. 4. 3 most interesting recent weekends. 5. Opinions on current events and popular culture. 6. Hobbies and passionate interests. 7. Career highlights that would interest non-specialists. Review these before social events as you would a job resume before an interview. The goal isn't to recite them verbatim, but to have them ready when relevant topics arise. Remember that a good conversation isn't a monologue. Your prepared points should be launching pads for dialogue, not performances. The art of witty banter isn't about memorizing clever lines, but developing frameworks that allow your authentic self to shine. As your conversational confidence grows, your connections become deeper and more meaningful. Embrace awkward moments as learning opportunities, and watch as doors open throughout your life.